Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet. The sugya starts on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. We already started a little bit in the previous shiur that the Mishnah says Shavuos La'Echel V'Achel Nevelus Treifish Gotzim Ramasim Eschayiv and Reb Shimon Peiter that someone makes a shiur that he won't eat. And he eats nevelis, treifish, gotzer, masim, things that are macholos asurais, says chayiv on the shvur, b'shimon holds its potter. So the Gemara Sakasha, how could it be chayiv is mushma har Sinai? And we spoke about that in the previous shia. That could be the Gemara's asking because of Einis the Chalal Isser, or could be the Gemara's asking is a bezundur dim by shvur, that mushma va'imid, you can't have a shvur if there's already a shvur there. But the Gemara has two terutzim. Rav and Shmuel Rebbe Yechanan says that the reason why it's chal is because you kill dvarim ha-mutarim and dvarim ha-asurim. That it's chal al tzkailu. That since migu that it's chal on eating dvarim macholim that are mutter, so mele it's chal even on the macholas asuris. And Mishlokish says that the maitzel mefarish chatzishiv li derabonani bistam alim derabbi kiva. There has to be that you made a shmu in a chatzishir. So mele, you don't say that it's a shvua on a shvua when it's a chal iser, because the iser der ice is only on a shir, and mele you can have a shvua on a chatzi shir. So the Gemara starts saying, "Bishlam Rabbi Yechel Amikur Shlokish the Muklam Esnisim Gedivei Akol." Rabbi Yechel doesn't say like Rishlokish because he wants his zetzah in the Mishnah like everyone, and according to Rishlokish, it's going to have to be only like Rabbi Kiva, or if it be like the Rabbanan, it have to be only by Mefarish. But Rish Lakish my time alone with Rabbi Yechana. So the Gemara says that Rish Lakish holds there is no Isser Kailul by Shvua. An Isser Kailul would only work by an Isser Habame Elov, an Isser that comes by itself. An Isser Habale De Atzmai, like a Shvua, you don't say Isser Kailul. We're going to explain that soon in this year. What's the Svar why you wouldn't say an Isser Kailul by Isser Habale De Atzmai? But the Vaila, want to still discuss the Taisis. The Taisis asked the Kasha, the Rishayna Musa asked the Kasha, that why did the Gemara say a better reason that Rabbi Yechanan couldn't hold like Rish Lakish, he couldn't assign the Mishnah b'chatzis shir, because since Rabbi Yechanan holds chatzis shir simen ha-teirah, is a mele shvu won't be chal on the chatzis shir. Rish Lakish holds chatzis shir is the Rabban, and that's what he holds in Yuma, is very good. Why the shvu can be chal on the chatzis shir? But Rabbi Yechanan holds chatzis shir as simen ha-teirah, So how could he hold that it's chatzis shir? How could a shvu be chal on the chatzis shir? It's asim in a teir. So teis is also a shvu. It could be chal on the chatzis shir because it's not an issa lav or an issa assay. It's an issa kal. And we talked about this in the previous year. What's the svara for that? But teis has another teretz that alone wouldn't be maspik because we could say a similar teretz to chatzis shir. We could say that he made a shvu not to eat the nevela shalei kederech achilasai. If you don't mind saying an akimta, then you can have a shvua not to eat the nevela shaloi kederech achilasai. Because shaloi kederech achilasai is not asim in atayra. So mele, anyway, you're going to have to say a pshat, why Rabbi Yechanan said kailul, why couldn't he say that you're talking about nevela in an oifen where there's no issa nevela? And a chanani chatzishir maybe you wouldn't have, because chatzishir is asim in atayra. But you could say it by shaloi kederech anasai. Those are ktesis. So here there's a very interesting raid in the Mefarshim. Because the Mefarshim asks, it's already also in the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perikei Melchishua Salachahei, and here the Marashah and the Marashal speak about it, that if you can is that sign the Mishnah Mechatzi Shir, so now we also understand why Reb Shimon is Peiter. The Gemara explains, because Reb Shimon holds, you don't need a Shir. The Mishnah Makkah says that Reb Shimon holds that by Achal Kol Shri Yechayiv Malkus. And that's what the Gemara says. Bishleim el Rish Lakish mishum achachik pater Reb Shimon. The Tanya Reb Shimon I mekol shul amakis lama gazaya sell the carbon. That you don't need a shear for the yisser. Samel is not shy. Samel, that's good for the machlokes. The Rabbanan say that when he made a shvua not to eat nevela yichayev because we're talking about he made a shvua not to eat a chatzis shear of nevela. But v'farish aliba der Rabbanan and v'stam aliba der Rabbi Kiva. And if Shimon holds it, a chatzis shir also has an issa nevela, kol shulamakis. And the Gemara says, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, what's the pshat in the machlokes? Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? The Tzitzis of Shimon doesn't hold the vissa kailu. But fragging the Mefarshim, but if you're going to say that the pshat in the Mishnah shaloi kederech ha-na'asai, so what's pshat in Shimon? Why is Shimon pater? Rav Shimon also showed the Shavuos Chal. Shalek Derech Hanasa is no Issa Deraisa. So even Rav Shimon showed that the Shavuos Chal. So that's the Kashan of Mepharshim and Tesis. Tesis says the Gemara could have said that there's another Teretz that we're talking about. He made a Shavuos not to eat the Nevela Shalek Derech Achilasai. But how is that Shayach? Why would Rav Shimon Pater? If you say it's a Kail, Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Issa Kail. If you say it's on Chatzis Shir, Rav Shimon holds the Chatzis Shir is Chayiv. It's Chayiv Malkus. But if you say that it's talking about he made a Shavu and did it Shalek Derech Hanasai, so why should Rav Shimon Pater? Rav Shimon also should be Mechayiv. So the Mashal answers, and as the Mashal also brings down from the Meir Ben Lev, that just like Rav Shimon holds that a Kol Shu is Lamakus, Vayis Teis Rav Shimon holds you don't need a Shir to be Chayiv Malkus, who and then Shalek Derech Achilasai? And the Chayiv is Svari is, the reason why you need a shear to be chayiv malchus is because you need a chashivas. Achila alone, ingesting it alone, is not enough. Has to have a chashivas of an achila. You eat less than a shear, fell in chashivas. Rav Shimon al Kach doesn't hold that way. Rav Shimon holds, even without a shear, you're chayiv. I says, you don't need the chashivas. Who would then shalek a derech achila? So Rav Shimon also holds you chayiv. That's the pshad, that's a teretz in the Marshal and the Meir Ben Lev. So Mela, it's not a kasha, why Rav Shimon bat this. Just like when the Shlokish said that the Shavuah is on a Chatzis Shir, Rav Shimon Pater, because he holds that the Chatzis Shir is also Asa Midiraisa, so Shavuah can't be Chal on a Chatzis Shir either. Who would then, if you would have said, Shalek Derech Achilasai, so Rav Shimon also would have patted because he holds that Shalek Derech Achilasai is an Asa Midiraisa, and the Shavuah can't be Chal on Shalek Derech Achilasai. Now, fact the Marsha, and the Kveg also brings down that the Mishnah L'melech has his Kasha, that the Cheshma doesn't stim. Because if you're going to tell me that Shloik Derech Achilasai is the same as Chatzis Shir, so according to the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yechanan holds the Chatzis Shir, even though the Rabbanan holds that you need a Shir for Malkus, but there's an Issa Deraisa even by a Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir Asim in a Torah. And that's clear, and that's the basis of Tosfos Teretz, that by Shloik Derech Achilasai, it's not Asim in Deraisa. It's Mutim in Deraisa. It's only Asim in the Rabbanan. So Frek the Marasha, so you see clearly that Chatzis Shir is worse than Shalek Derech Achilasai. You see, halacha l'maisa, we pass in like a b'echa, Chatzis Shir is awesome in a Torah, and we pass in Shalek Derech Achilasai is only awesome in their Rabbanan. So how could you say that Reb Shimon that holds that Chatzis Shir is chayiv, behechrich he holds Shalek Derech Achilasai is chayiv? What's the hechrich? You see, Chatzis Shir is worse. You see, there Reb Yechon holds that Chatzis Shir is awesome in a Torah, Shalek Derech Achilasai is their Rabbanan. So who within Reb Shimon holds that Chatzis Shir is chayiv? What right do you have to say? What's your hechach to say that he holds a shleik derech anasi is also chayiv? Mechat eisa. As I fact the Marisha and the Mishnah L'melech. So the two mahalchim had to answer it. I see it as two mahalchim. You have Rabbi Kivegi's mahalch, which he has in the tshuva. Chelek Aleph Simon Kufsa Meches, to have it here in the Zichron Yaakov Rabbi Kivegi. And you have, I think, the kind of aim is mahalch. Kind of aim here on the Marisha. Rabbi Kveg is Mahalach, and he says it that the Sharim Melech also says the same thing in Perek Heilch, as you say the Atayr, that the Pshad is no, La'olam Chatzis Shir and Shleik Derech is exactly the same thing. If you're Mechayev and Chatzis Shir, Behechach, you have to be Mechayev and Shleik Derech also. Aye, why are we saying according to Rabbi Yechanan, Chatzis Shir is awesome in Atayr and Shleik Derech is not? That's a whole new Svara of Chazilitz Terufei. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma. It's in the Chazilitz Terufei. That any time you eat something, which if you do the same thing again, you'd eat more, it would taka be mitzdarif to a shir. So das alein is an ayi iser. The fact that you ate something which could be mitzdarif with a similar thing to make a shir. And shleik derech, you don't have that. But that's only legabe if you say that you need a shir. And it's not going to be chayiv unless you have a shir. And here you had less than a shear, so why is it asim in a teir? The teretz is because it's chazal's truth that it could become a shear. So that's the issue of chatzis shear. But that's not why Reb Shimon holds yichayev. Reb Shimon doesn't hold yichayev because of chazal's truth, the other rabbi. Reb Shimon's saying you don't need a shear, and you're still chayev. So if yichayev when you bechal don't need a shear, so shalei kederech would be the same thing. You don't need a chashivas. So mele shalei kederech is not any worse than chatzis shear. But the reason why, if you take a nina shir to be chayiv, why chatzis shir is awesome in the rice and not shleik derech, is not because chatzis shir is worse than shleik derech inherently. It's not. Now chatzis shir is chazus terufei, it could be mitzdarif, it could become a shir. But I think it's totally not mechalek Yishayim if you could say this teretz. We spoke about it in previous shiurim. The Yishayim that hold, the Rambam holds this way, and the Ran is masbid exactly this way. The Yishayim that hold, when someone says a shvuah shloichel kazayis, a chatzi kazayis is also asim in a teretz. Shitas Rambam is asay, and the Ran is masbid because it's chazil tzirufei. L'maisa, even though the shvuah is dafka on a kazayis. Unless in the Gezayis is het de gomer. Pazak the Ran, originally the Ran held, the Ran and Chedushim, and they were held like the Ramban and the Ritva, that they won't have the din of Chatzis she'asim in a Torah. Davka by Nevela, where everything is a shtick Nevela, Navas, you don't have a shir, so then the Chatzis she'asim in a Torah. Mashenki by the Shvu, if you said Shvu shle'echel Gezayis, so the Chil Dibur is Alts Gezayis, less in the Gezayis is Bechlala het de gomer. It's not like it's an Isser, but you're missing shir, it's het de gomer. That's what the Ritva and the Ramban hold, and the Ran held that way in Chedushim on the Gemara. But the Ran on the Rif was Mechadish, and no, what's the difference it's at the Gemara? L'maisa, Chazal Tzirufei. So if you name on like that, that Shvu Shleichel Gezayis, and Vaita Chatzishi is Asim Natari, because what's the difference if you're eating Isser or you're not eating Isser? It's Chazal Tzirufei, that's the Yishisayit of the Isser. So then Avada, Rabbi Kveg is Teretz, it's like Valda Geteretz, Rabbi Kveg and the Shara Melech. That the oil and the Marshal and the Reb and Lev is Gerecht and Cheshbin. Reb Shimon that holds that Chatzi Shir is Chayiv. Hu and Din. Shalai Kederich HaChilasa is Chayiv. Is no Chilik. Aye, we find the Reb Yechon that holds that Chatzi Shir is Asim Nateir and Shalai Kederich is Darabanan. That's a whole new story of Chazis Trufei. No Shaykh as to whether it's Asur, whether it's worse, or whether it's better. No Shaykh as to that. The oil is just as bad. Chatzi Shir and Shalai Kederich is exactly the same. Chaymer of the Yisr. According to Reb Shimon, the Chatzishir is Chayv, Avada Shleika Derech is Chayv. No, if Chatzishir is Potter, so then Chatzishir is Asim Natal, so Zaitikatam, Nistam Exeris the Kosov, or Aswara, that if you could be Mitztarefit to something similar, it becomes Asim for that alone. And that Avada, you don't have a Shleika Derech. But if you're going to say, like the Ramban and the Ritva, that by Shvua you don't say Chatzis Shir Asim in a Torah, because there's no Chil Dibur in Chatzis Shir. The Shvua you said a Shir, and the whole Shvua is only on a Shir, and Chatzis Shir is Het the Gomer. Or if you're going to say, even like the Shach and other Achrayim that make a Chilik, that when you say Shvua Shleichel Kazayis, so then the Chatzis Shir will be Mutter. But if you say Shvua Shleichel Stam, even though the Achil is Kazayis, you're not Chayiv unless you have a Kazayis. But since you didn't specify Kazayis in Yeshua, so then Oibazay Yeshua really is not the altogether, but the Shir Tim Mechayev is a Kazayis. So we masbid this in the previous Shurim. But if you're going to say such a thing, Behecha Chazetz Trufei alone is not the Eiser. Chazetz Trufei is just a Raya. It's just a Prabha that we're dealing with in Eiser. But you're going to have to say that the Yisayin of the Issa Chatzis Shir is that Lemaisa Vinish V you're doing an Isser. Navas, you don't have a Shir. So you can't be Mechayiv without a Shir. But the Issa Nemsa, because you're doing an Issa with the Chatzis Shir. Because you see, the Chazas Shufi alone isn't enough. Because you see, by Shur Shleichel Gezayis, you're saying that a Chatzis Shir is not us, even though it's just as Chazas Shufi. Because the Teretz is, you can't have a Het to Gomer that's also, even if it's Chazas Shufi. So Chazas Shufi is only a Raya that obviously we're dealing with an Isser, because you see, if you continue doing it, you're going to have a Shir, you're going to be Chayav Vice Dice, you're already doing an Isser. I think we'll speak about this in subsequent Shurim, if the Pshat is of Chatzis Shir, you need the Chazas Shufi Mamish, or Chazas Shufi is just a Raya, you need a theoretical Chazas Shufi. Like let's say you have a Chatzis Shir right before the end of Yom Kippur. It's not Chazas Shufi. Is that Asim and Atayra? We'll have this later in the Perek. Beis Hashem, we'll speak it out then. Ba'al Kapanim, lefi this gang of the Rishonim, that by Shur Shlei Eichel Kazayis, you don't say Chatzi Shir is Osir, I don't know if you could say it, B'Kivegis Teretz, that really Chatzi Shir is just as, really Shlei Kederach Achilasa is just as bad as Chatzi Shir, but Chatzi Shir is Osir in a Torah, it's a new Svar of Chazas Trufei. They don't hold it as Svar of Chazas Trufei Be'etzim. The Chazas Shufi is a Raya that Chatzis Shir is an Isser. So we're back to the Raya, we're back to the Kasha. How could you say that according to Reb Shimon that holds the Chatzis Shir is Lamakis, Behechach, he also holds the Shalei Kederach HaChilasa is also a Chiyuv? Why? We hold that Chatzis Shir is Asami Deraisa, And not really because the chaz is trufe, but etzim, because you're doing an iser, and still we hold shleiket echachilas, there's only asim in Rabbanan. Vaishas chaitse she is worse. So you lose the mashal, and the Maria ben Leiv's teretz, the reason why Abshim would argue by shleiket echachilas is because he holds the shleiket echachilas is also chayiv. Mechet eis, the chaitse she is worse. So the Kainuim, I think, has a different gang, even though he also says this svara, but he also mentions the Ridvan Makis. Famous Ridvan Makis. Right, the Gemara brings down Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Koshul l'makis le'om b'gazayis l'inyan karbon." So the Dvon Makis brings down that price, and he says, first of Shad is Gemara Gamala. That's the Lachal Meshim Sinai. Shurim weren't said for Malkis. Shurim was only said for karbon. But then he says, Rebbeinu Meiz al Nasan Tam. He gave a reason for it, the Svara. That Malkis, they ate b'meizid, ye'ach shevei le'isur l'schayev b'kol shuhu. But a karbon, which is shegeg, you need a gazayis l'chashivas. That if you went b'meizit to eat the iser, that's goof for the achshave, that's goof for giving it the chashivas. Not the pshat Reb Shimon doesn't need chashivas. But the pshat is Reb Shimon holds, you have a shir. You have the chashivas of a shir because of achshave. And that's the chilek kazayas and carbon, because carbon is a shegi, and shegi, you don't have the achshave. Dafka b'meizit, you have the achshave. So tied at the kainer aim, oi bazoi, if the time of Reb Shimon is as achshave, so actually, you'll have a shalei kederech also. Shalei kederech is a chsar chashivas. Now you're right. Chatz hashir is taka worse. V'har ayah, because chatz hashir is asim in their isa, and shalei kederech is only asim in their abanan. Vice days, when you don't have the achshavei, chatz hashir is worse. Fine. But Reb Shimon doesn't hold that chatz hashir is chayiv even without the achshavei. Without the achshavei, Reb Shimon also holds you need a kazayis. That's why I need a kazayis for korban. Reb Shimon holds a chatz hashir is chayiv because you have achshavei. Because since you ate a b'meizid, that's achshavei. You turned it into a shir. If you could turn a chatz hashir into a shir, you could turn shleik aderech into a shir exactly the same way. It doesn't matter that a chatz hashir happens to be more chomer. So zayin. But you're not chayiv because of the chomer of chatz hashir. Because then for carbon also you'd be chayiv. You're chayiv because of the achshavei. So the achshavei have a shleik aderech also. So let's go over the cheshem, the kitz, and nimritz. Tosfos says that the reason why the Gemara didn't say, that Rabbi Yechanan didn't say, Tosfos says, because you still have a kasha, why didn't Rabbi Yechanan zetzayim the Mishnah by Shalei Kederech? Then he made a shvu and anti nevela Shalei Kederech, and that's why the shvu is chal. So, fact, the Mefarshim, that by if you zetzayim the Mishnah by Shalei Kederech, what would be the pshat of Shimon's paiter? Shimon also should say Yeshua should be chal on Shleik Kederech. But Chatzis she is because Shimon knows Koshu Lamakis. But what about Shleik Kederech? Shimon also should say that Yeshua shouldn't be chal on Shleik Kederech. Should be chal on Shleik Kederech, I mean, because Shleik Kederech is der Rabbanan. So the Mashal and the Miriam and Lev answer. If Shimon that holds a Koshu is chayiv, he also has to hold Shleik Kederech is also chayiv. If you don't need a Shir, you also don't need Kederech, you don't need Chashivas. So fact the Mashal and the Mishnah Lamelech, but Chatz Hashir is worse than Shalei Kederech. Because Chatz Hashir is Asim in a Torah, and Shalei Kederech is only the Rabbanan. L'alacha. So you see, it's worse. So who didn't according to Reb Shimon, even though he holds that Chatz Hashir is Chayiv, Mechad Eis and Shalei Kederech is Chayiv. So two Mahalchim, either the Pshat is Chatz Hashir is Bechal not worse than Shalei Kederech, Chatz Hashir is Asim in a Torah, it's a new Svar of Chazal Sturufei. That's the Malach Rabbi Kveg and the Shair HaMelech. Now I wanted to be told then, the Mechalek Tishayim, if you say Chatz Hashir by Shvua, if you say Chatz Hashir by Shvua, then it's good to swear. That's the Ran Svara. That even though Chatz Hashir has had the Gama, but you find the Chazas Terufe. But if you don't say Chatz Hashir by Shvua, Vice says the Chazas Terufe is only a Raya. It's only a Simen. But Chatz Hashir is also because of the Chayim of Chatz Hashir. So why do we have a Raya and Chatz Hashir is worse than Shalei Kederech? So now we said the Teretz of the Karen Aim from the Ridvan Makis, that Reb Shimon holds Yechayim by Chatz Hashir because of Achshavei. It's also Achshavei, so Shalei Kederech also you'll have the Achshavei. It's not the same as Lidi Don that we don't hold of Achshavei, then Chatz Hashir is taka worse than Shalei Kederech. But if you have Achshavei, Chatz Hashir and Shalei Kederech would have the same Achshavei. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara had said that according to Rish Lakish, he didn't want to zetzayin the Mishnah of Issa Kail, because Rish Lakish holds that Issa Kail is dafka by an Isra Abba Me'ilov and not an Isra Abba Yidei Atzmai. So the shaila is, what's pshat in Rish Lakish? What does it mean? Why should Issa Kail, we have a din of Enissa Chalal Isser, that if you have something, it's already Asser, and then it becomes Asser Machmas, another Si, but the second Isser is not Chal. When you have Kail, these Tanam hold, that once it's Chal on something else, that's also Chal on this, but Kail. What should be the chilah between Issaba Me'elav and Issaba the Atzma? So we have three mahalchim in the Achreinim. What's the chilah according to Shlakish between Issaba Me'elav and Issaba the Atzma? First mahalch is Rabbi Kivega. And Rabbi Kivega in the Maracha, it's Isiud Beis. He says, because an Issaba the Atzma is called an Issakal. It's not the Atzma Asr. You made it Asr. It's called an Issakal. It doesn't have the same chaymer of the Isser as an Isser that's Ba Me'elav. So Mela, since you have an Issa Abali, the Atzma is an Issa Kal, Rish Lakish holds a big Chiddush that when you're dealing with an Issa Kal to be Chal and an Issa Chomer, even Kail can't get an Issa Kal to be Chal and Issa Chomer. If it's the same Sug Issa, so then Kail can get the Issa to be Chal. But if it's even less, if it's less than the Issa, it's there, so it won't be Chal. That's a Mikvegas Svar. So Mikvegas Mazuth is another Pshad and Agamari here. Because at the end of the sugya, Rava says, if you hold a Issa Kail, you made a Shur Shaychel Te'enim, and then you made a Shur Shaychel Te'enim Ve'anovim, Migdi Chala Anovim, Chal Namia Te'enim, does like Rabbi Kivega. I mean, does like Rava, sorry. You're getting to Rabbi Kivega. Rava says that if you hold a Issa Kail, so then you made a Shur Shaychel Te'enim, you made a Shur Shaychel Te'enim Ve'anovim, so Migdi Chala Anovim is Chala Te'enim. It's right in my Pshita. Of course, it's an Issa Kail. Once you said Tainim Ve'anovim, so the Shur is Chal and Anovim, so Vad is Chal and Tainim also. So the Gemara says, Ma'od the Tainim Issaba Me'elav Amrina and Issaba Me'atzma Loy Amrina and Kamash Mala. That you would think that Kail is only by Nisra Abba Me'elav, not by Issaba the Atzma. So Taisus is bothered, Taisus Mashu Shalaycha Tomorrow, and what's wrong with Mechanish more than Rabbi Eichon? Rabbi Eichon already said this. Rabbi Eichon already said that the Pshad and Mishnah is that you were kail dvarim ha-matarim and dvarim ha-surim. So if Isaac Be'echon holds that you have an Issa kail even by Issa Abba the Atzmai. What's Rava being mechadish more than Rabbi Eichonot? So Rabbi Kivega answers, and Taiz himself is mitzad at such a teretz. That the point of Rava is to say that even Rish Lakish is Maida. Even Rish Lakish is Maida, that here you're going to say kail. Because Rish Lakish is only saying it when you're making an Issa the Atzmai to be chal on an Issa Abba Me'elav. Like when you want to make a shvua on both nevelas and dvarim mutarim, so you're trying to make an issa by the atzma be chal and the issa nevela, that you can't do because you can't have an issa kal being chal and issa chamer. Mashaking when both of them are a shvua that you made out of the atzma, so they're both the same kal. So even Rish Lakish is masking that you can have issa kail b'chai gavna. That's your bikvegas mahalach in the sugya. Second mahalach is the avnei meluim. The avnei meluim in tshuva simen yud beis, we spoke about this in the previous year. The Avnei Meluim says that the pshat why a shvua can't be chal on something which is asr is not only al seinis a chal isr, it's also a new thing, that a shvua can't be chal on a shvua, be'etzim the shvua can't be chal. And that's what he says, if ein is a chal isr, be'etzim, it would be asr. It would, the other isr would be chal. There would be an additional isr. It just can't be a mechayev for the isr. Another chayev can't be chal. But be'etzim, it has an additional chayimah because of the second isr. So Zak Avnei Meluim, that's the Pshat in Rish Lakish. Because when you have an Issa Chal Isser, that by an Isser Abba Me'elav, that's the regular din of an Issa Chal Isser, so there, Be'etzim the Isser is Chal. Navas, it can't be Chayiv anything. It's a din that the Isser can't be Mechayiv you anything because it already was Mechayiv mitzad the first Isser, but the Isser is Chal. So Oyba Zoy, if the Isser is Taka Chal, and Benegei is something else, the Benegei, the Dvarim, Mutarim, it's Taka Mechayiv. So then you have a Migli. Migli, that this Issa, which is Chal, is works totally for the Vechiv also on the Dvarim, Mutarim. So also be Kailo, the Dvarim, Asurim also. Vashayin Kein Shvua, a Shvua Nibshah is Bechal Nat Chal. Has no Shaykhis at all. Something which is Bechal Nat Chal, Hal Tvishlokish Issa Kailo can't make it Bechal as Ayesh Me'ayin. By an Isser Abba Me'elav, where the Pshat is, the Isser is here. It just can't be Mechayev. So Kail can make it, Migli, it's Mechayev on this, on the Dvar Heter, it's also Mechayev on the Dvar Isser. Mashaykh and Shu, it's Bechol Nat Chal. Has no Sheikhist. It's Mush Bevaimit. There's no Shu, it doesn't exist. So that's where Rish Lakish holds that Ayba Zayd is no sort of Kail either. Kail could work on something which is Chal, it's just not Mechayev. If it's not Chal Bechol, Rish Lakish holds it can't be Mechayev altogether. That's the second Svara, the Avnei Meluim Svara. And the third svara to mechalat in Issa Me'elav is me'atzma is the kayvet tzaris. Rabbi Chanan v'asim and the kayvet tzaris similar medal, and he says like this. Rabbi Chanan clears what's the pshat in Issa Kail? Is the pshat in Issa Kail of art of migui? Rashi Kaseida says it's aloshin of migui. In other words, you have a klal and kol ha-Torah of migui, that when something is negated to two things, and one of them it shouldn't work, and one of them it should, migui that it works on the one that it should work, it also because of that, migui, it works on the other one also. Like migui that have a deifel in Shabbos, have a deifel in Sukkah. You have a wall, it fits into the gedarim of Hilchah Shabbos, not into Hilchah Sukkah, but since it's negated Shabbos also, and it's a deifel in Shabbos, have a deifel in Sukkah. So here also, it's a migui. Since the Isser is chal b'negeid dvarim ha-mutarim, and for that there's nothing being ma'akiv, al stem, migui that it's chal for dvarim ha-mutarim, it's also chal for the dvarim ha-surim. That's one side. But Zogdi keklar another side. He's medaiket from Rashi and Chavdalim and Beis, at the end of the Rashi, the Vyamaskul, midi to have a Isser meisif. The Rashi says a lashin, when the Isser noiser is chal and the Isser chelev, he says like this, mitaych shechal l'shem noiser l'oysa al-mizbeach, ve'ein isser rishum akav ayodem ilachol she'ein ze isser chal isser chal na mi isser shem neiser eis chodem ha'eichol eis chayav v'mishum chayav v'mishum neiser. So Adi Yobachan, and that's not a vart of migui. That's a vart because you don't have a chaloi shem. He says, and this is l'chari different than Avni Mulam. Some Achreinim learn this way. And isser chal isser means it's not chal the second shem isser b'chlal. It's not chal the shem isser. All you have is the first shem isser. They learn the Gemara in Yevamos, it says, L'kayve ben Yisham Gemurim, when you have two, it's just because it's worse, you have another Siba. But Etzim, it's not Chal the other Isser. So it's not Chal the Shem Isser B'chlal. But it's a Kayl is a Pshat Behechach, it's Chal the Shem Isser. It's Behechach Chal the Shem Nicer, because Negeim is Be'ach. Once it's Chal the Shem Nicer, so it's nicer. If it's nicer, Mimele it's us. It's not a Migui. The Yisayt of Ein Isser Chal Nicer is that the second Isser can't be Chal. The Shem Isser can't be Chal. But once it could be chal, the gabbit of a heter, it's chal. If the shame is sir, it's chal, my mail is asir. I'm a Zayzak to Bachanan, it's kloy the chiller between Isra Abba Me'elav and Isra Abba Me'atzmai. But Isra Abba Me'elav, once it's chal, the shame is sir, so it's chal. Once the shame is sir, it's chal, my mail, I found it going to have both these surim, because the only ain is chal isir is that the second is now chal. Once it's chal, the gabbit of a dvarim atarim, it's chal. If it's chal, it's going to be asir. You don't say once it's chal, it's chal. Because a shvul can ask something, and not the other thing. Chalev is chalev. Chalev is also to eat. There's no chilek. You can't say it's chalev, the gab is bech, not the gab eating. If it's chalev, it's chalev. But if it's not negated to anything else, it's not chal the chalev. Once it's chal, the chalev is chal. Vashenkin shvul, you could say the shvul is chal on the dvarim mutarim, not on the dvarim asurim. A shvul could be only on dvarim mutarim. The shvul doesn't have to be on dvarim asurim. It's two separate things. I was a tiny rishlokish, you wouldn't say isser kail. So that's a source of machlokes. Rabbi Yechon holds the aside of isser kail is migui. So mail is no chiltin isser by mail of isser by the atzma. Migui that's chal in the atayim is chal in the isser. Rishlokish holds isser kail is not migui. Isser kail is, it makes a chaloi shem isser. That passes by an isser by mail of. You have a chaloi shem isser, it's asser. But Israel by the Atzmai, a Shvua, even if the Shvua is Chal, it doesn't have to be Chal on everything. A Shvua can be Chal on one thing and not another thing. Each thing the Shvua has is a separate thing. And Mimele, that's why you don't see it's the Chal of Bechai Gavna. So you're Bechal, and that's Pshat and Taisus. Taisus asks Akasha, how could you say by Israel by the Atzmai, you don't say Chal? The Mishnah says Chal that when you Makdish it, you say Chal. And Hakdish is by the Atzmai. The Mishnah the Gemara brings down on Amun Beis. Ish eichel achil v'achas v'chayev v'avdal chatois v'ashem echad, that the pshat is you have chaylev and nicer and that, it says the hektish is chal. It's chal and iser chayl. So what's the pshat? So says the atzmai. So Taisa says, isal the atzmai which asks to the whole world, that's not what Rish Lakish is talking about. He's talking about is the atzmai which only asks to himself. Fekta b'chanam, what's the chilek if it asks to the whole world or only asks to himself? So this is the vart. Hektish is not something which you could split. It can't be hektish when you gain one thing and when another thing. So once the hektish is chal, it's chal. Zehu. Once it's chal, it's going to aser. Now shenkin shvu, which is only to himself, it could be a shvu for this thing, not for that thing. A shvu could aser one thing and not the other thing. And mimele, that's why you don't say yisra kail. So those are the three mahalchim. Rabbi Kvega says that the yisra the chilek isra by the eil visma atzma is that isra by the atzma is an isra kail. Issa ba me'elav is an issa chomer, and issa kal can't be chal an issa chomer even b'kail. Now the Mulum says the yisayit is because ain issa chal issa means that the issa is chal, and you just need kail to make the yichayev on it. Mel, that's when you say kail. Mashenken shvua is not chal. Issa ba the atzma is shvua. A shvua is stam not chal. The whole thing is not chal. Mel, kail can't make the whole, make it be chal when the whole thing is not chal. Only when it's chal and just don't have a chiyev. And Rabbi Chanan's pshat is that Esav HaMe'elav, the Yisayit is, it's not Nigui, the Yisayit is once the Shemis is Chal, Me'elav the Shemis is Chal of Adidasis. Any Chalis is the Yisayit, the Shemis is not Chal. And this is how by the Atzmai, by Shvuah, even if the Shvuah is Chal, but it doesn't have to be Chal on everything. It can be Chal here and not Chal there. The male, that's why you don't say Chal. These are the three Malachim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Vishloim Lirish Lakish that learns that the Gemara is discussing, he said a Shvuah on a Chatzi Shia, Mishamachik about the Reb Shimon. Now we understand Reb Shimon Bat is the Tanya. Reb Shimon, I'm a kosher lemakis, lomik is I sell the carbon. Reb Shimon holds that Yechayiv on a Chatzi Shia, so Mele Shvuah can't be Chal on a Chatzi Shia. El Reb Yechanam, I tamad Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yechanam, why is Reb Shimon Pater? So Mara says, Mindu, time Elam Shemissa Kaila. Reb Yechanam is the one that holds that the reason why the Shvuah is Chal, it says, Yechayil, the Dvarim of time and Dvarim of Surim, so you have to come on to Yechayil. Reb Shimon Latamei, the Lesley Yechayil. Reb Shimon holds that when an Issa is Chal, Issa, even if it's Kaila other things, you don't say Yechayil. Tetanya, Reb Shimon, I'm a Eichel Nevela B'yam Yikipur and Pater. Reb Shimon says, if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're Pater. You're not Chayiv Achatas for eating on Yom Kippur, because the Issa of Yom Kippur is not Chal Nissa Nevela. Even though Avanda, the Issa of Yom Kippur, is Kail other foods. It's Asati Dvarim Shel Heter. So that's Mamash and Issa Kail. So why don't you say that Miga, that the Din of Yom Kippur is Chal on the food that's Heter, it should also be Chal on the Nevela? Tarit says, Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Visakail. So male, that's Reb Shimon Patis. Yeah? Chachamim, the Tanakama, is Mechayim because you killed Dvarim Amtar and Dvarim Asurim, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold the Visakail. So Rashi says, on Eichel Nevela B'yem Yikipur, that Yepata Michatas, Le'asa Karis Yem Yikipur, and Vechayel Issa Nevela, Oi, Issa Evim and Achayim, when Islavim Be'erith. Afagav D'yem Yikipurim Kailu. So Rashi says there are two cases in the Nevela B'yom Kippur. If it became the Nevela before Yom Kippur, so then the Issa Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal on the Issa Nevela. And if it became Nevela on Yom Kippur, then the Yisayna Dover is that the Issa Nevela is not going to be Chal on the Issa Yom Kippur. I mean, it's not going to be Chal on the Issa Evim and Achai. So either way, the Issa Yom Kippur won't be Chal. If it became Nevela before Yom Kippur, it won't be Chal on the Issa Nevela. If it became Nevela on Yom Kippur, the pshat is, but when Yom Kippur came, was Eivim and Achai. So this Yom Kippur won't be Chal on this Eivim and Achai. So Frek Taisus and Yushanim, that was the pshat, Lamaisa, it's no longer the Isra of Eivim and Achai here. Any chanam, when Yom Kippur came, it couldn't be Chal on this Eivim and Achai. But now the behemoth died on Yom Kippur. So the Isra Eivim and Achai is gone. So now, let the Issa Nevela be Chal B'Vasachas, let the Issa Yom Kippur be Chal B'Vasachas on the Issa Nevela. Why should Dafka the Issa Nevela be Chal? The Issa Yom Kippur is not here anymore. So rather the Issa Yom Kippur could be Chal, I have the Issa Nevela. So the Issa Nevela now is being Chal B'Vasachas for Yom Kippur. So what's Pasha Taitshi Rashi, Gavalda Geshayla? The Taisus goes and says that there's another thing called the Issa of Enes of Ruach. The Taisus holds, and this Taisus has a discussion, that could be there's an Isser Assay, there's an Assay not to eat anything which is not Geshachtim. There's a Lav of Nevela, and that's only when the Behemoth dies. But there's an Isser Assay, Vizavachta Vachalta, that Vizavachta Vachalta tells you an Isser Assay that you can't eat something which doesn't have a Shechita. So that Isser Assay is there even before the Behemoth dies. So that Isser Ein Zavuach stays the whole time. So the Isser Yom Kippur can't be Chal on the Isser Assay of Ein Zavuach. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi says that the Issa Yom Kippur is not going to be Chal on this Eivim and Achai. So it's a Pella, but this Eivim and Achai is not here anymore once it became an Avela. So there's a Tirus from Reb Chaim in the Sefer Matikei Shmuah it's brought down. Reb Chaim is B'dayik from Rambam. The Rambam says that the Issa Nevela and this Eivim and Achai can be Tirus together. That Rashi would hold that the Issa Nevela is a Hemshech of the Issa Eivim and Achai. It's called one Issa. It's not the pshat that Issa Eivim Achai is gone and now a new Issa is Chal called Nevela. It's one Issa. It's a hemshech of the Issa. When it's alive, you have the Issa of Eivim Achai. And when it's dead, the same Issa is called Nevela. But then it's one Issa. Not for Shein Ganoi pshat. There's a shtickle from Abitzel Panovich. I'm not sure if this is a pshat in Reb Chaim. Abitzel Panovich says he's mechalik between the Issa Eivim Achai of Bnei Noach and Issa Eivim Achai of Yisrael. But he says the Issa Eivim Achai for Bnei Noach is a pshat. Because the Behem is alive. That's the Isser. The Behem is alive. That's the Yisayit of the Isser. So So that has nothing to do with the Issa Nevela. Okay, the Issa Nevela is because it's dead. I'm going to mark Mitzvah Nevela. But that's the Issa Eiv Menachayef of Bnei Noach. But the Issa Eiv Menachayef of Yisrael, he says, is a pshat is because it doesn't have a shchita. Now, if it died in Gansin, so that's Nevela. And if you cut off the Eiver, so that's Eiv Menachayef. But the Yisrael Dover is that you take meat without a shchita. And there's two ways to take it without a shchita. You can take it without a shchita with the behemoth dying. Or you can take without a shkita, we're cutting it off from the behemoth. But both ways, the pshat is you're getting the meat without the shkita. That's the side of the Issa Eivim and Achai. Could be that's what Reb Chaim means also. While Kapon, that's what Reb Chaim says, the Teres and Rashi, the Vaisa Issa Issa Nevela is a hemshech of the Issa Eivim and Achai. Now, Teres has a discussion, is there such a thing called the Asay of Eina Zavuach? Teres also talks about it in Chulin. You have the Gemara that says that a behemoth b'chayah b'cheskes Issa Remedes. So what Issa is it? Rashi again says Eivim and Achai. And Teres has the same kasha. Now, what do you mean? The cheskes issa evim and achai, that wouldn't apply once it dies, because that issa is gone. Elamai, Taisa says it's sad, the issa is an issa of eina zavuach, and I say of eina zavuach. That's the cheskes issa that a behemah has. So Taisa has a discussion, is there an issa eina zavuach or not? There's walls, there's no issa eina zavuach, there's vasa kasha, ein laharach kol kach. Just one shtickle, Rabbi Kivega in the Shulchan Aruch and Simcha of Zion in Yeridea, he brings it to Prima Gondim, wants to bring a raya that we paskin, there is an Issa Eina Zavuach. What's the raya? Because we make a bracha, I mean, it's a raya stam to the Rishonim that hold that there is an Issa Eina Zavuach. Because you see, you make a bracha on a shkita. You see, you make a bracha. Zakta, you don't make a bracha on a lav. You don't make a bracha when you're not being, over on a lav. You make a bracha when you're being Mekayim and Asay. Lamashli says, when you make Nikur Chelev, when you cut out the chalev, you don't make a bracha. Asher shana v'sayisav tzivanu alach shaloi lechel chalev while nikar chalev. When you do malicha on the dam, you don't make a bracha. The Torah says because chalev is alois to say, dam is alois to say. So how come by shkita you make a bracha? Nevela is also alois to say. Elamai shkita is a mitzvah asay. That's a raya that there is an asay of zvicha that there's an isra asay vein is a buach. That's why I make a bracha on the shkita. That's what he brings down from the Prima Gadim. And Rabbi Kivega argues, he says, it's not, that makes no difference if it's a lois assay or an assay. Even if it's an assay, there's no kiyam of assay. It's not a kiyam of assay, it's an isser assay. He says, Lamashal, someone marries a mitzvah shlishi. He makes a bracha, that the Torah says, Banim Hashem Vodlem Dor Shlishi Levim Kal Hashem. Avadanat, because there's no mitzvah to marry a mitzvah shlishi. It's an isser assay. When the Torah says, Banim Hashem Vodlem Dor Shlishi Levim Kal Hashem, so it's asser. To marry a mitzvah before the Dar Shlishi. So there's an Isser Asay. But Isser Asay, also you don't make a bracha. So what's pshat you make a bracha on a shkita? Zodya b'kivega, because you make a bracha on a matter. He says, chaylev the pshat is you're not being matter anything. It's just, you have chaylev and basa mixed together. You have to cut out the chaylev to eat the basa. You're not being matter anything. The chaylev is always asa. The basa is always mutter. They were together, you separate them. The dam is always asa. The basa is always mutter. You do malicha, you separate the dam and the basa. But shchita, you're making that the basa that was also should become mutter. That shayach a bracha shekachon b'tzayisa when you're making a matter. He says that's the say of making a bracha on an eriv. There's no mitzvah to make an eriv. There's no mitzvah to say to make an eriv. If you want to carry, yeah, you make an eriv. If you want to go out of the tchum, you make an eriv tchumin. You want to carry, make an eriv chatzeris. There's no mitzvah to make an eriv. You want to cook, you make an eriv tefshilin. But the Torah says whenever you do something which is a chalois to be matter something, you make a bracha. That's the bracha valentilus yadayim muso. There's no mitzvah betzim to wash until it's yadayim. It's an isser. You can't eat bread without until it's yadayim. It's a matir. Now when you have a matir you make a bracha on. That's why you make a bracha on shchita. We balance it's asa tita without shchita. Even if there's no isser asay. Even if it's only the life of an available. The mice is asa after shchita. The shchita shaf seheter. When it's shaf seheter, you make a bracha even if it's a lois asay. So Rikvegi says you can't bring a raya from the bracha that there's an asay of enes of ruach. Because anyway, it's not a kiyam asay, it's an isser asay. An isser asay also is not mechayev a bracha. What's the pshat in the bracha and shchita? Because you're being matir something. Good. That's even true by a lav also. It does like Rabbi Kivega. Al kapanim, hear this with the machlokes. Here's what Taz brings down the machlokes. Is there an isser asay in his zavuach or not? And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says like this. Vishloim el Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, it says that we're talking about he made a shvu and a chatzi shir. Meshkachas lo b'lav vehein. You can have a case of lav vehein. There's a klal. You're not chayiv and a shvu. When you say you won't do something, if it wouldn't be possible to make the same shvuah that you will do that same thing. So according to Rish Lakish that we're discussing Chatzi Shir, then he made a shvuah that he won't eat a Chatzi Shir, and it's Chal, because Chatzi Shir is not Asur Min HaTorah, according to Rish Lakish. Well, like we spoke, Rishayim hold, even if it is Asim and Atari, it could be Chal. It's a Leichter Isser, or it's not according to Taisus, or it's not Mefurish Bekra, according to the Ran. But you could also have a Shvuah that he will eat a Chatzis Shia. Because Rish Lakish holds, a Chatzis Shia is not Asim and Atari. So you can have a Shvuah, Behain also, Mishkachas Lo Belav, Behain. El Rabbi Yechanan, Bishloim Alav, Mishkachas Lo. If you have a case of Lav, where you Kail, Rabbi Yechanan holds that the case of the Mishnah is that he was Kail Nevelis with Ksheris. They made a shvua not to eat nevelis and ksheris. So since is a iser kail, so male the shvua is chal b'kail. But alahein eichim mishkachesla. How are you going to find hein? What's the pshat? How is he going to make a shvua that he will eat nevelis and treifis? Even if he says that he's going to eat the nevelis and treifis and also the ksheris, it won't be chal to eat the nevelis and treifis. So there's a shmuz in the Rishayim, and hopefully we'll speak about this more by Riches and Afchav Zayin, that the Gemara is mavur by nishba l'kayim, then it's chal b'kayil. If you make a shvua to be mekayim the Torah says not to eat nevelis. You make a shvua that you won't eat nevelis. You make a shvua just so you won't eat nevelis. You don't say shvua is chal. Ain't shvua chal, shvua is mushba v'aymed, or ain't is chal lisser. But what if he makes a shvua that he will eat nevelis? By the shvua that he won't eat nevelis, if he makes it b'kayil, then it is chal. That's what Rabbi Eichanan holds. When he makes it b'kayil, it is chal. If he says a shvu, he won't eat ksheiris and nevelis, then it is chal. That's by nishba l'kayim. But by nishba l'vatel, it's mashma, that even b'kayil, it's not chal. If you make a shvu that you will eat nevelis, you're being mevatel the mitzvah satayra, even if you're kayil in it that you will eat ksheiris, it won't be chal. So Taisus and the Rishayim ask, is the Yerushalmi that says, someone makes a shvu that he won't eat matzah on Pesach, it's not chal, he's an ishbel of atalus a mitzvah. But let's say he makes a shvu, he'll never eat matzah, period. So then it's chal b'kail, and he cannot eat the matzah on Leil Pesach, because it's chal b'kail, since he said he won't eat matzah, period. So in the Shalmi, it's mavur that even by nishbel of atal, it's chal b'kail. And here, when he makes a shvu that he won't eat nevelis and trefis together with ksheris, that he will eat nevelis and trefis together with ksheris, you don't say, since it's chal on the ksheris, it's also chal on the nevelis when you're dealing with levato. So at the end of the parak, the Baal Amor says, Mikayach HaGemara, to argue on the Rif. The Rif brings the Yerushalmi. The Rif brings the Yerushalmi when he makes a shvua that he won't eat matzah b'leil Pesach, it's not chal, he could eat matzah. But if he makes a shvua, he won't eat matzah, period, it's chal b'kayil. So even by nishba levatel, you say kayil. So the Baal Amar says, no, Agamar is mavur, that by nishba levatel, you don't say kail, by nishba lekayim, when you say a shvua, you won't eat nevela, together with ksheris, it's chal b'kail. But by nishba levatel, that you will eat nevela, it's not chal, even though you made a kail. So the Baal Amar argues on the Rif, he holds, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Then you can never make a shvua levatel as a mitzvah, even b'kail. But all the Rishayim argue, the Rishayim hold like the Rif. Taisus brings down the Ritzvah here that makes a chilek if you said beferish that you're going kenegad the Torah. If you say a shvua that you won't eat matzah, period, you didn't say clearly that you're going kenegad the din of eating matzah b'leil Pesach. You didn't mention leil Pesach. So me'el could be chal. Now, Sheikin, if you say beferish a shvua that I'm going to eat both nevelis and ksheiris, you said lehed you can eat nevelis. Then there's a din of nishba levatel, even though it's b'kayil. He says, who a din in the Yerushalmi's case? If someone says, I make a shua that I won't eat matzah not on Leil Pesach and not on other nights, itaka won't be chal. It's only because you didn't mention Leil Pesach, that's why it's chal. It's interesting to svara. You have to say that the din of nishba levatel semitzvah is a din in the etzim shua. It's not a din that a shvua can't be chal to mevatel the mitzvah. Otherwise, there's no chilek. There's no chilek if you mentioned Leil Pesach or not. When you said a shvua, you won't eat matzah, havada that means who a din Leil Pesach, and that's why it's tak aser. But you have to say the din of nishba levatel se mitzvah zipshat, you can't make a shvua kenegah the mitzvah. So if you beferish say in the shvua kenegah the mitzvah, that's called a shvua kenegah the mitzvah, that's why it's not chal. Mashenkin, if you didn't mention the shvua's kenegah the mitzvah, you just said the shvua's stam, even though it comes out the shvua's kenegah the mitzvah, but it's b'kail, so male, that's not called nishma levatel, so mitzvah and the shvua's chal. That's what the ritzvah holds. But the ri that Taisus brings down, and this is what most of the Rishayim hold, the Ravid
on the Sagis and the Baal Amor in the end of the Perek, and the Rambanim L'chamasi, and the Chlushi Rambani, and the Chlushi Rambani, and other Rishayim, they make a chiluk between Nishba for Kumvasei and Nishba Levatel B'Sheva Al Tasa. The case of Yishalmi is, he's Nishba Levatel B'Sheva Al Tasa. It makes a shvua he won't eat matzah. So there, a shvua goes against the mitzvah. And Lamaisa, it's chal b'kail, because it's chal and matzah that's not a mitzvah. So mail it's also chal and matzah is a mitzvah. And mail he won't be able to eat the matzah because of his shvua. Now, Shenke Mekum Vasei, a shvua that he will eat nevela, even though he was kail ksheiris also with it. But Lamaisa, he's making a shvua to be over Mekum Vasei. You can't be over the Issa nevela Mekum Vasei because he is shvua. L'chayr, the svara is like this. When there's a conflict between Yeshua and the mitzvah, the din would be Sheval Tasa. So by Pesach, you made a shvua, you won't eat matzah, and there'll be a conflict between that shvua, when it comes to Pesach, have a mitzvah, say the answer to eat the matzah. So Sheval Tasa, that's what the shvua is chal. Ay, it's nishba l'vatel, it's a mitzvah. So now we say, b'kail, it could be chal. L'mais is going to be chal on matzah v'shus. Now, Shehekim, when you make a shvua to eat nevelas, and you also kail and ksheves, you'll eat both nevelas and ksheves. But lemaisi, you can't eat nevelas, because the shvua is telling you mechuyev to eat nevelas, but the issa nevelas is telling you it's us to eat nevelas, so sheval tasa, you won't be able to do anything. So b'chai gavna, you won't be able to mekayim a shvua, so your shvua is not chal and nevelas. And that's a gemara klar, that even b'kail, when you make a shvua not to eat nevela and ksheves, it won't be chal, and that's what gemara is akasha, that you don't have a, it's not b'lav v'hein. That's a Rav Yishayim hold, and that's a P'sak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That b'kail, when you make a nishba levatel as a mitzvah, when you're being mevatel the mitzvah b'sheva al tasas chal b'kail, when you want to be mevatel, and that's Yushalmi by matzah, and when you want to be mevatel the mitzvah kum v'asei, it's not chal b'kail, that's a gemara here by nevela. And hopefully we'll go into this more a little bit in Daf Chav Zayin. But I want to also discuss the other thing the Gemara said, that according to Rish Lakish, that Chatzi Shir, that Zetzazai in the Mishnah by Chatzi Shir, the Gemara says it's Shayach B'Lav V'Hein. It's Shayach B'Lav V'Hein because when you make a Shvua that you're going to eat Chatzi Shir, it's going to be Chal. So there's a Shayla in the Rishayim, that the Gemara is Mavur, that according to Rish Lakish, you make a Shvua that you will eat a Chatzi Shir in the veil, the Shvua is Chal. Is that dafka because Rish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shir is not asur min haTorah? It's dafka Rish Lakish l'shitasai that holds the Chatzi Shir is only derabbanan. So that's why a shvua to eat Chatzi Shir is going to be chal. Or even according to Rabbi Yechanan, a shvua to eat Chatzi Shir will be chal. Taisa says that this was another reason why the Gemara could have said earlier that Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold like Rish Lakish. Because even if a shvua would be chal on Chatzi Shir, when you make a shvua that you won't eat nevela, a shvua l'kayim, that wouldn't be chal and chatzi shir, because Taisus holds that even though chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, like we spoke in the previous shir, but still, chatzi shir doesn't have, it's not even an asay, it's a different type of an isser, and a mele shvua could be chal on chatzi shir. But that's only a shvua not to eat chatzi shir of nevela. But a shvua to eat chatzi shir of nevela, since chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, avada won't be chal. So Mela, anyway, Rabbi Yechanan couldn't have said that in the Mishnah of Chatzi Shir, even though a Shvua could be Chal on Chatzi Shir, but it's not B'lav V'Hein, because you can make a Shvua that you won't eat Chatzi Shir, but you certainly cannot make a Shvua that you will eat Chatzi Shir. As I Altaisus, the Ran holds not that way. The Ran that we mentioned in the previous Shir, he holds the reason why a Shvua could be Chal on the Chatzi Shir is because Chatzi Shir is not Mefurish B'Torah. So anything that's not mefurish b'teira, shvua could be chalon. Zok d'ran, hu adin, when you make a shvua that you will eat a chatzi shir, since the chatzi shir is not mefurish b'teira, so the shvua would be chal. And the chayin avoid this like this. Taisus holds that the reason why nishba l'kayim is not chal is because einas l'chal l'isser. So when you're dealing with nishba l'kayim, there Taisus says a svara that we're not dealing with the real isser, not even an Issa Asay, just an Issa Ba'alma like Chatzi Shir, then you don't say an Issa Chal Issa, an Issa could be Chal and Chatzi Shir. Masheke Nishba Levatel Issa Mitzvah, that's not a vart of an Issa Chal Issa, we're not talking about an Issa Chal Issa. That's a vart of Mishba V'ayim Etaka. You can't make a Shvua connected the Shvua of Har Sinai. That's not a Shvua going with the Shvua of Har Sinai. You can't make a Shvua connected the Shvua of Har Sinai. So there, Taisus holds it doesn't matter what the issur is. As long as it's mushba from Har Sinai, you can't make a shvuah kenegedit. Mashengin Deran, Deran is saying a new svara that if it's not mafurish b'tayr, that's not called mushba v'aymid. Like we said, it's a bissel shver what the svara is, but that's what Deran's svara is. So who would then, when you make a shvuah, nishba levatel, it's not mafurish b'tayr, and memela, it wouldn't be called mushba v'aymid, the shvuah would be chal. But Zok Deran, Avadi wouldn't be able to eat the Chatzi Shia. Because the Maisa, it's the Issa Deraisa. So you have a Chiv Deraisa to eat it because of Yeshua, but you won't be able to eat it. Because there's an Issa Deraisa to eat it. Avad not. But the Shvu will be Chal. The Shvu will be Chal, and it still will be considered a Chalai Shvu. You'll be Chayiv on the Shvu. There's a very interesting Radvaz, very Mechudishtik, on the Spirish and the Rambam that we have. In Hilchus Shavuos Perakei Halacha Ches, he says, the Rambam says, call like the Ran. The Rambam says, Shavuos She'eichel Pachas Mikzayis Nevelu Trefa Chayiv V'Shavuos. Not like Taisus that it's not Chal. It's Chal, as long as you're doing Pachas Mikashir. But the Ritvaz says, not like the Ran, the Ritvaz says a big Chiddush that he should eat it, because Mutta V'Shirid Echatzi Shir V'Liyav Ral Shavuosai. The Ran says, Avadanat, he can't be Avinis of the Raisa to be Avid the Shavuos. Mashen Kain, the advice holds that since Chatzi Shia is not such a chomedic Isser, so male, the Isser of Chatzi Shia is nitcha because of the Shvua. He says if you can be mad to the Shvua, then Avada that's better. But otherwise, he should eat the Chatzi Shia. But the Ran holds no. The Ran holds, even though the Shvua is chal, because there's no mushba v'aymid if it's not mefurish b'tayra, but you still can't eat the Chatzi Shia. So Shmuel Rizovsky, in the Zichon Shmuel, Simon and Hey Oizvav, he has a shaila. If Vinishvi, the halacha is you can't be over the Issa of Chatzi Shir to Mekayim Yeshua, so why is it Chal? So Lechayu, the Shua can't be Chal. It's a Shua that you can't be Mekayim. What's the pshat that the Shua is Chal? So he says a svar like this. Shmuel Rizovsky says, if let's say you make a Shua and you happen to know you're going to be an Einus on the Kiyum of the Shua, that doesn't make that the Shua is not Chal. If you can happen to be an Einus on the Kiyum of the Shua, the mikra, that's not going to make that the shvuah is not chal. Nishba levatel semitzah is a pshat intrinsically. There's no such shvuah. It's not shaykh such a thing. It's an intrinsic thing. Now, in Agamar l'chayr, it's mavur l'mashal, that by the rabbanans, Agamar it says, like, at least in Rish Lakish, that's klar, that you make a shvuah to eat a chatzi shir, and it's chal. It says it's issa b'la v'hein. Chayr in dem state klar, that you make a shua to be oivin under Rabban, and even mekum vasei, it's chal. Now, you will have to actually be oivin the Rabban and mekum vasei. So the shach, it's in Simon Reish Lamites in Yeridea, says in Shulchan Aruch, if he's nishba larval mitzvah loisa say, a fili hi derabban and loy chala olav shua. If he makes a shua not to be oivin a loisa say, he makes a shua to be oivin a loisa say, I mean, even if it's derabban, it's not chal the shua. So what's pshat? Our Gemara, and also the guy who brings down the Gemara in Yuma, that Fayindal, it's the same thing. It says Mefurish, that according to Rish Lakish, you make a shvua to eat chatzi shir, it's chal. So what's the Shulchan Aruch mean? It's not chal the shvua. So the Shach says, at least in his first teretz, all it means is that you can't be over the Darabanan. Avanda the shvua is chal. But all it means is that you can't be over the Darabanan. Befrat the Shulchan Aruch, like the guy points out, Shulchan Aruch holds that even a shvua to eat a chatzi shir is chal, like the Rambam says. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Ran, that a davar mefurish b'tayr, there's no din vein shvuah chal shvuah. And that applies even l'kayim. I mean, that applies even levatel. Even if you're going to be mevatel, the davar shein mefurish b'tayr, also the shvuah is chal. That's mefurish in Simon Reish Lamed Ches. That it may meshvuah she'eichel pachas migzayis veil tshev v'chayev al shvuah. So what does it mean by the Rabbanans it's not chal? So the Shach says, and the Gain holds in the first teretz, and the Gain holds this is the Pshat. Avanda the Shvuah is Chal. It means he just can't be Eivet Issa Derabbanan, because Chacham Midu Divrayim to be Eiket a Divrei Teir B'Shev Al Tasa. So if Midaraisi Mechuiv to do something because he is Shvuah, Midarabbani not allowed to, so you say, right to you say Shev Al Tasa. Hazak Dev Shvuah Zavsky, the Svar is like this. When you make a Shvuah that you're going to eat a Kazayis Nevela, that's intrinsically can't be Chal. That's be'etzim, you can't eat the k'zayis nevela. Ein shvua chal shvua, nishba levatel z'mitzvah is not a shvua b'chal, it's a shvua shav. But if the pshat is that the shvua is on a chatzi shir, so it's not called nishba levatel z'mitzvah, because it's not mefurish b'kra, Well, the Shavuos on the Derabanan, which Midrash is Bechlal no such mitzvah, even though we know that you can't be Mekayim the Shavuah, but the fact that we know you can't be Mekayim the Shavuah doesn't make it a Shavuah. So you're Mechayiv to you, Matah the Shavuah. And if you can't be Matah the Shavuah, you'll be over on the Shavuah. But Al Kapanim, the Shavuah is still Chal. So just as it comes of what we said, in Agamar it's Mavur, first we talked about Kail. In Agamar it's Mavur that even though when talking about Nishbal, a Kayim is a mitzvah, a Shavuah not to eat Nevelis, it's Chal B'Kail, but a Shavuah to eat Nevelis is not Chal B'Kail, and the Rishonim asked a kasha from the Gemara, the Yishalmi, that says that a Shavuah not to eat Matzah, it's Chal B'Kail, and you can't eat Matzah in Leil Pesach, because B'Kail, that's that you can't eat Matzah altogether. So you have three Shittas. The Baal Amar says that we don't pass like the Yishalmi, and Nishba Levatel Semitzah is not Chal B'Kail. The Ritzva says it depends if you said Mefurish, that you're going to be over on the Torah, or you didn't say it Mefurish. But Rav Yishayim, this is how we paskin, that it's only not Chal B'Kail when you're being Mevatel the Mitzvah B'Kum V'Aseh, because there you can't go and do an Isser. Mashegim Mevatel the Mitzvah B'Shev Al Tasa, then it's Chal B'Kail like the Yishalmi. And then you have the Nishba on Chatzi Shir, where the Gemara is Mevur that it's Chal, it's Isser B'Lavehen, but the Gemara said it according to Rish Lakish, that holds the Chatzi Shir is Derabanan. Taisus holds according to Rabbi Eichon, the Chatzi Shir is Asim and Atera, it won't be Chal. But the Ran holds that it is Chal, even though you hold Chatzi Shir is Asim and Atera, because it's not Mefurish Bekra, and as they state in Rambam that it's Chal and a Chatzi Shir, even Behen, and as they is the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ran says Mefurish, that you might see you can't eat the Chatzi Shir. The Radvaz says you could, very Mechudishtik, but the Ran says you can't. And by the Rabbanan also, the Shulchan Aruch Klar Paskins that even when you make a Shavuah to be over the Rabbanan Mekum Vaseh, you can't actually be over the Rabbanan. But Shmuel Zavsky's Maz, but the Shavuah is still Chal because it's not called Be'etzim, you can't. That's called Grandi, you can't. Be'mikri, you can't. That's not going to make it a Shavuah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.